Day edition of the gym class getting ready to come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We're going to talk high school wrestling. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. That is courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, agency of American Family Insurance. Also, Gary Dolphin, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, will be joining us coming up in the back half of the program. Iowa will be on the road at Minnesota coming up tomorrow night at Williams Arena. And we will preview that game and talk about the men's basketball program and the football program after recruiting day. We'll do that with Gary Dolphin coming up in just a little bit. Also on the program today, another chance for you to win from Hertine & Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City, a $50 gift card. We'll give another one of those away today as well. All that coming up on the gym class. Keep it right here to KGYM. Coming your way from our studio here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is a gym class right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us today. As we get ready to talk some wrestling with you, also going to talk to Gary Dolphin, and we got that Hertine & Stocker Jewelers $50 gift certificate, $50 gift card to give away coming up. Iowa State basketball coming up tonight. High school basketball coming up tonight as well. Iowa State will be in Austin, Texas at the Irwin Center. And they will take on the Texas Longhorns tonight. 7 o'clock is pregame time. Just past 8 o'clock will be the tip-off right here on KGYM. John Walters and Eric Heft will be on the call of that one. By the way, we will talk with Eric coming up on Friday. Looking forward to that. Always fun talking with him. Very knowledgeable as far as the world of basketball is concerned. Not only Iowa State, which he is very knowledgeable about, but the Big 12 and just the national look at things as well. So we will talk with him coming up on the program on Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow, hoping to get caught up with Mike Grimm, the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, former Eastern Iowan, and talk with him on the day, and just a few hours ahead of Minnesota and Iowa coming up. High school basketball coming your way tonight. A pair of MVC boys encounters for you, both beginning at 7:30 on 107.5 FM tonight. It's the Indoor Kolach Bowl. Prairie and Jefferson coming up tonight from the Jefferson Gym, 7:30. Myself and Phil Dunn will be over there for that one. And then Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson will be down at West High, number one West High, taking on the Linmar Lions tonight. So some good basketball coming your way as well as Iowa State taking on the Texas Longhorns tonight.
Afternoon, I think pivotal games for both Iowa State and Minnesota, maybe more, or and Iowa, maybe more so for the Hawks on the road at Minneapolis. But I think it's crucial that the Cyclones don't have a hangover tonight at Texas, a game that Cyclones should win.
Should win. Texas is a scary team, though. A very scary team because they have talent. It's young talent. Shaka Smart's getting his system put into place down there in Austin. It's going to take a little bit, but I think that, I think he should be. In the next couple of years, Texas is going to be pretty darn good, I think. They're going to be kind of a West Virginia type. The question with Shaka Smart is this. Can he play that system that he had at VCU in a Power 5 conference? Will they buy into it like they did at Virginia Commonwealth? VCU didn't get the four-star recruits that Texas is capable of getting. There was no VCU Ram network down there. There's the Longhorn network.
Not at all.
Are those kids going to buy into things that are being passed on by Shaka Smart at this point? And if Iowa State does not win tonight, then it takes a lot away from that win on Saturday. You got to think down at Kansas a little bit because people thought Iowa State would go 1-2 in this trip. So they go 2-0. That's a big, big push. I agree with you. Big game tonight.
Yeah, Iowa State has positioned itself in third place in the Big 12, and you just don't want to give up that momentum. Now, Texas has beaten your Oklahoma State Cowboys.
You keep calling them my Cowboys.
Well, you criticized the bracketologist for throwing them in the bracket, and I don't think
they haven't lost since.
The Cowboys haven't lost since.
So I would like a pennant from Doug Gottlieb or something like that, because the former Oklahoma State Cowboy has been in our studio twice, in the past. Won't be for a while, but I think he owes me something.
Yeah, Texas played West Virginia close in mid-January and has beaten Oklahoma and Texas Tech recently. So, yes, it is a dangerous game, but Iowa State needs to build on that win against at Kansas, I think.
Yep. Get your thoughts on that at 319-366-1600. That's the phone number. That is also the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Rob Gronkowski.
Is he having fun at the parade?
I think he's having fun. I don't think he's going to remember it tomorrow, but I think he's having a pretty darn good time. If you missed it today, the Patriots are having their parade with the latest Super Bowl trophy that they have won. And Rob Gronkowski has basically done everything except ride a horse in this thing. Shirtless, chugging beers, throwing beer at the crowd. Oh, my gosh. Now, see what happened. Gronkowski. So what's the difference between Gronkowski and Manziel at this point?
A lot.
I guess. I don't know. It's they do a lot of the similar things, but how come Gronk gets away with it? If Johnny Manziel did this, I mean, people be all over him, right?
He's already got a rep.
True. Is he just more of a fun-loving drunk?
I think Gronk is just a fun-loving guy. He likes to have fun, and he can back it up on the field, as opposed to Manziel.
He's just Manziel just gets in trouble when he does it, right? Is that the big difference? Is that what I'm looking at here? Maybe I'm all messed up. Maybe I'm all messed up.
I don't think there's a comparison, Scott. I really don't.
I don't know. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Or do you care at 319-366-1600? We're going to talk coming up here in just a little bit with, we'll talk some wrestling coming up for you. And we will do that coming up in just a little bit here. I mentioned the Iowa game coming up tomorrow night. Iowa and Minnesota, very pivotal game. Kansas State was a lot of fun last night. Mm-hmm. KU came away with I hate to say it's a big win or anything like that, but it's one they needed on the road after losing at home to Iowa State, because Kansas State's not a bad team.
No, you talk about dangerous teams, that's K-State. And K-State had the lead or was tied late in the game. But that's what good teams do in terms of Kansas. Jordan on the text line, 8121. Gronk is the cool guy from college who stays for 8 years.
Is he one of those guys that has the shirt that says college, like Belushi? That's Gronk, isn't it? I think that's what Gronk is out there. I would agree. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk some wrestling. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit as we get into the Tuesday edition of the program here today. Interestingly enough, and I pay way too much attention at this point about the bracketology. We talked about Oklahoma State. Iowa State looks like they're firmly in. Sporting News came out with a new bracketology today. They've got Iowa as one of the wishing bubble teams. They've got Iowa State as a 9 seed. Firmly entrenched in the tournament. The one thing I do like about the bracketology this week is that ever since Wichita State annihilated Illinois State Saturday night, pretty much everybody has put in both of the Missouri Valley Conference teams now. Who knew that was a big help?
Kind of your bugaboo, isn't it?
That's my bugaboo. Both Illinois State and Wichita State, they both need to be in the tournament as of right now. Now, they both may collapse. Who knows? I don't think it's going to happen, but if everything stays the way it is, if it stays the way it is, I think they both deserve to be in there.
Yeah, two good teams. I mean, it obviously depends on conference tournaments and some of those teams you don't think of right now that are going to get in, and it always happens each and every year. A lot of basketball to be played as well.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And you can let us know what you think. We'll also have for you coming up a poll question in just a little bit, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. We will do that coming up here in just a couple of
moments. I thought one of the most interesting pieces, and you mentioned the Sporting News, but Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News ranked all 51 Super Bowl winners.
Yeah, I read that.
And hey, it's pretty interesting. Who would you think is number one? You know. Out there, who do you think is number one?
I saw it. I guessed. I was right on both accounts. Should I say it?
Go ahead.
It was 72 Dolphins. They're undefeated. How do you say they're not the best team? A lot of talent on that team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Bob Greasy, Jim Kick, Mercury Morris, Larry Zonka.
Mm-hmm.
Whole bunch of very good players on that Miami Dolphin team.
The worst of the Super Bowl teams. This kind of surprised me.
I saw it, and I can't remember what it was.
2011 New York Giants.
The team that Tyree.
Who defeated the New England Patriots, 21-17.
They were 9-7.
Yeah, not a good record. It was a great run in the postseason. Perhaps, of course, he's spot on there, but I don't know. That's quite a task, isn't it?
And you're not going to be right, whatever you do.
It's a talking point.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to be right, so... I think it's very interesting. It's good food for conversation out there. I had to look to see where the 69 Chiefs were. 23rd, I can live with that. This year's winner, the Patriots, I think were around 25, 20 to 25, right in that area. Maybe a little bit higher. Number one was the 72 Dolphins. The 84-ish 49ers. We're number two. They were right in there. I believe your Bears were number three.
Three or four.
Three or four in there. Okay. And that's probably where I would put them.
Fortunately, it doesn't have a complete list. You have it's one of those slideshow things where you got to sift through 50 different teams to get to the top. But I would say the Dolphins. You'd have to go to the Dolphins,
you got
right?
to. They were undefeated. I don't know how you cannot let the Dolphins be. That top team.
Speaking of Dolphins, Gary Dolphin coming up here soon. Talk about Iowa sports, recruiting day, Iowa basketball. I'm going to talk to Gary for a while. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. He is on a bus, by the way. They are busing to Minneapolis because of weather in the Twin Cities. So I like that. I like that.
I'm not sure Gary does.
Well, you got to get there. You got to get there. The bus is going to be fine. But we'll find out firsthand from Gary. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. All right, 17, past the hour at 3 o'clock. I think we're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz today. Get a double from Wyatt from the predicament. And we're going to talk some high school wrestling. So we'll do that when we come back. Listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Stay tuned. More to come after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on...
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
When I grow up, I want to be a piano player because my parents will be proud of me.
When you were a kid, you were free to dream.
I want to be a mermaid.
I like the idea of being a scientist.
I also want to be a tooth fairy.
At American Family Insurance, we believe now is when you should dream more than ever.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:19 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. A reminder coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have an opportunity for you to win a $50 gift card from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. All this week we were giving those away with Valentine's Day right around the corner. And make sure you get something nice for your significant other out there. Tune in all week. We'll be handing out $50 gift cards to a lucky caller each day. They're located on the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City. More information, go to kgymradio.com, and we will, again, give away a $50 gift card coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk some high school wrestling. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament joining us here, pinch hitting for KJ. Two in a row from Wyatt here, and, of course, Wyatt with The Predicament, and we are getting into it as far as the wrestling is concerned. And did we get you out of something important, Wyatt?
Yes, you did.
Oh!
It was okay, though. I got out of it.
Well, just send us a thank you and maybe, you know, a couple tickets to a next big wrestling event that we need to go see.
Nebraska is coming up this weekend, and you brought that up, I'm going to be video streaming that. It's a junior high dual meet before the Iowa-Nebraska duel on Sunday afternoon. The duel starts at 11 o'clock, and, of course, then that Iowa-Nebraska is senior day, so full day.
It will be full day. Full day indeed. And, full day last Saturday, too. 1A's and 2A's got started on the road to Wells Fargo with the sectionals. And I guess the first question when you take a look at sectionals, did any team take a big hit or did anything surprising happen?
I don't think anybody really took a big hit. I was just kind of thinking here before I got on, these next couple of weeks are actually pretty brutal for some of these teams. You look at a Solon or a New Hampton and, making the duels, especially like a New Hampton, they lost a couple of kids. I felt probably, could have made it to districts. They may have lost them in districts, but now you have your dual meets tonight. Then you have districts on Saturday. And more than likely, you'll have the state duels on the following Wednesday with the state tournament after that. These next couple of weeks are just going to be brutal for some of these teams.
3A's get postseason action underway this week. What's your forecast there?
It's going to be interesting. You got the Jefferson one there, of course. And that's probably... a district that has a lot of great individuals. I don't know who would come out on top of that, maybe Hempstead. But, you know, Xavier's got a couple good kids. They got Gerke on Marion. Of course, you've talked about the Conways. And you got Stryker from Lindmar. Hempstead's got three or four kids. Washington's got Foreman. You got Saracen and Kubovec from Kennedy and Culver and Rashad from Jefferson. So it's kind of a good mix there at Jefferson.
It is, and just some of the great weight classes over there at Jefferson. 160 with Culver, with Stryker, with Tiger Witters. So somebody's not going to make it out of that group. And then you also have at 182, Kubovec in there, Tavian Rashad, Preston LaGrange. Three rated top 10 wrestlers there, and somebody's not going to make it. But that's the way it is every year.
Yeah, exactly. And there's really no separation for at least a weight part of it. Teams, you can separate the teams. But Rashad may go down to 72, so that might break that up a little bit. But you always have that problem at all the districts or all somebody gets left home, and that's just one of those unfortunate things that probably just can't be helped.
Yeah, and with that being said, it'll take away individuals, but also hurts the team a little bit. That is the Jefferson District, and again, that will be coming up on Saturday. Jeff, Kennedy, Wash, Marion, Lindmar, Xavier's over there, and then Hempstead and Clinton. Prairie goes south. We were talking with Kane Thompson last Saturday morning, and it's the first time Prairie's gone south in a while. They go down there along with the Iowa City schools.
Yeah, exactly. You know, personally, I kind of enjoy that. You take one or two teams out of this metro area and send them someplace else, and it really changes up the districts, you know, and even if they would have sent one of the other Cedar Rapids schools up to Waverly and maybe one of the Waterloo schools back down here, it just changes the whole complex of a district. So I guess I'm kind of glad. But then at the same time, Prairie and City High were champs and runner-up at the Mississippi Valley, so they're going to butt heads there too.
One of the interesting occurrences, and you don't see it very often, was in 1A at Cascade, Wyatt, and North Lynn won that, but then East Buchanan and Alvernette tied for second. How'd that tiebreaker go down?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the most champions or most qualifiers, to be honest with you. I just know East Buchanan is the one that that got the nod, I believe.
Yeah.
Because they got to go up to Dyke New Hartford for the duel, so they get MFL Marmack right off the bat. You're right. That doesn't happen very often where you actually have a tie.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And speaking of the regionals are tonight in 1A and 2A. Lisbon's going to be hosting. They're going to be heavily favored. They're going to big time favorite. Don Bosco is probably going to be a big time favorite as well. So they should make it without too much problem anyway. And also coming up tonight, you got the 2As. Interesting one, I think. It's Solon. Solon's going to probably take on Mount Vernon once again.
Right. It's too bad, but it's probably just one of those travel deals that you get stuck with. But that one really, there was a couple three that actually perked my interest, and Solon was one of them. I would like to go on down to Washington, basically because some of the teams I don't always see, but. Those were Solon and Washington were two of the 2As that struck my interest.
Now, and I don't know if this was an accident, or I don't know if the state did a lot of homework to do to come up with the gerrymandering, if you will, to get to 3A teams to different districts. But Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley, and Fort Dodge are all in different districts, and that's got to help them as far as the state tournament is concerned.
I am really glad that it happened that way for the simple reason that way hopefully the best individuals make it to the state tournament and you separate those. A lot of times you throw those two teams, especially like Des Moines Valley and Southeast Polk, with so many ranked individuals, it just about eliminates all those other teams and all those other individuals. And it's kind of a shame that some of those kids have to stay home. With that separation, I think a better chance of the better individuals making to the state tournament.
We're going to get to the state tournament analysis next week, of course, but barring any upsets, who are some of the top individuals? Who will be the storylines, barring any upsets beforehand? Some of the storylines going into the state tournament as far as individuals from the area?
A couple of them for me would be the West boys out of Solon. If you watch them wrestle, there are just a couple of great individuals. They just let her fly, and which is what I like to watch. I also think 2A team race between Solon, New Hampton, and Creston, I think will be an outstanding team race. You also have, and it's not from this part of the state, but you got Alex Thompson out of Underwood, the 1A kid that's just a great individual. You also have another one I would be interested in is Rocky Lombardi out of Valley. Him and Wyatt Wright out of North Scott have had some great battles the last couple of years. So that would be another one that I. And you got Brinkman down there. At Regina.
Yeah, my relatives are bugging me to get a plug-in for Zach Axmere out at English Valleys, too.
Oh, that's where all them texts have been coming down from your relatives.
Yeah, Wright Lombardi Part 3, I think, would be coming, and they've split so far this year at 220 pounds.
Right, and I believe Rocky won the last time out. So, and speaking of, our rankings will be coming out tomorrow. I said Thursday last week, but it'll be tomorrow before the duels.
Oh, okay. Very good.
The 3A's.
Yep. And 1A and 2A have already come out again. And
right.
The 3A's will be coming up, and that'll be very interesting. And, yeah, and like you said with Tavian Rashad, who knows if people are going to be moving around before the district coming up on Saturday.
Exactly. And, of course, with our rankings, we're always the last to know. they don't want to let the cat out of the bag too early.
Coaches don't tell you, do they?
Sometimes they don't. Some of them are pretty good about it, but some of them, in a way, it's like, what difference does it make? But sometimes they like to hide that from you.
Yeah, it's a well, and that's part of coaching. You got to get the puzzle pieces in the right place.
Exactly.
As far as wrestling is concerned, it's a lot like track and field and swimming and other places like that and other sports.
Which is what you do in the dual meets. You know, you juggle your lineup so you can win the duel, and you got to get it right.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You going to Jeff then Saturday?
I'm not sure. I actually have a funeral that I have to go to attend, and so I'm not sure how that's going to all play out. It'll either be Jefferson, or I could buck up to Hudson and watch the 1A.
Yeah. No matter where you go, it's good wrestling. And if you're going to a 1A or 2A, they don't take very long. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the other thing is the gyms are a little smaller. It's a little packed in there, and it gets pretty dang loud in some of those small school gyms.
That's all right, though. That's wrestling.
Yeah, that wasn't a complaint. That was that was good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Wyatt, appreciate it. Have fun this weekend, and then we'll talk coming up next week, getting ready for the state duels and the traditional state tournament. So we're looking forward to that.
Me too. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, it will be, but it's a great couple of weeks.
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, thanks for pinch hitting. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Anytime.
All right. Wyatt Schultz, read his stuff at the Predicament. And again, coming up tomorrow will be the brand-new rankings. They will be out at the Predicament. On their website. Wyatt does the 3A rankings, and two of his colleagues do the 2As and the 1As. And the districts are coming up in 3A this Saturday, 1A and 2A also coming up. I say it doesn't take a long time because there are only four wrestlers at each weight.
Right.
It's a hurry up and wait more than anything because you have to wait a certain amount of time before you take to the mat again. It's a fun day. It's just a fun day, and it's also a very nerve-wracking day because you get a match that is for a state tournament berth,
yeah,
and that is about as much fun as you can have. And the fur flies, man.
A lot of emotion on each side as well.
Nobody wants to be out of that thing.
Poll question today at KGYMradio.com. It's a subject of a topic the Afternoon Players Club is going to tackle this afternoon with Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. If you were the Bears, would you trade a future first-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo? Yes or no? Thanks, Demo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I don't know if I would.
No. Take it from somebody who's made that mistake, Mr. Mark Dukes. No. You got young quarterbacks.
Not really.
Well, you got...
Brian Hoyer's not young.
No, but he's... You said you want to give him a shot.
I think both quarterbacks who were in relief of Cutler last year did fairly well. The Bears just need so many pieces that I think there's good offensive and defensive linemen out there that can be had at three. Now, will there be deals made before then? Probably. I'm not totally sold on Garoppolo, but I wouldn't be sad if it did happen.
Matt Castle.
Is it Brock Osweiler all over again?
Matt Castle.
Yeah.
Trust me. Trust me on this one. Go with Allen. He'll be around, I think, in number three.
Okay.
So I think he's a can't miss. We're going to talk more about that with Dan Shonkin in the next few weeks or so. and get his views on it. We've already had him on once from our lad scouting service, and we will have him on quite a handful of times before we get to the NFL draft. So
Garoppolo is an Eastern Illinois guy, though, isn't he?
If Jimmy Garoppolo was a pick a team.
Baltimore Ravens.
If he was a Baltimore Raven backup, would anyone be going gaga over this? No. He's a Patriot. Am I right? Matt Castle. All right. 3:34. We're going to take a break, come back on the Tuesday edition of the program. I say that because I didn't do it. The Chiefs did. My team traded for Matt Castle. Didn't work out. They're also the ones that hurt Brady to get in Matt Castle. It still didn't work out. Maybe they felt obligated to do something. I don't know. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break. Talk to Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, when we come back.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something. To never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic for an unsurpassed level of protection. Listen to your engine and never settle. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. Anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced, too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you can purchase in-store now. Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid January 11th through March 1st at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
We welcome you back here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here at 3:37 on this Tuesday edition of the program. All kinds of basketball coming up later on tonight. We will let you know about that here in just a little bit. Also, on the APC, coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock tonight, Tyler and Todd are going to give you a shot at a pair of tickets for the big WWE live road to WrestleMania coming up later this month at the U.S. Cellular Center. That's going to be on Sunday, February 26th, to see all those great matches there. Tickets are on sale at the U.S. Cellular Center box office right now or online at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win them all this week, including ringside front row seats and a gold ring with the APC. For more information, go to KGYMRadio.com. And check it all out. We've got our Hurtine and Stocker giveaway to get to before 4 o'clock here today. But we're going to talk right now some Iowa Hawkeye basketball, a little Iowa Hawkeye football as well, with our friend Gary Dolphin, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And have you arrived in the Twin Cities? Are you off the bus, Gary?
Yeah. Hi, Scott. And Mark, we just got here about 15 minutes ago. Actually, the team came in last night. They bust up last night. They're predicting somewhat of a snowstorm, ice, freezing rain, that kind of thing for Minneapolis tonight. Although it's it's cold and it's windy, and the pilots, I guess, were fearful of the wind and the mixture of what supposedly was going to be rolling in here tonight. And as you guys know, there are very few charter services anymore. They're down to a precious few, and you got to go when the plane wants to go, and that would have been yesterday morning, and that would have caused the university some headache, and you know, one day of classes missed is okay, you can work around it, but two or three, that really gets into some dicey areas. So they bust up last night after practice, and the rest of the crew we rolled in this afternoon, and got here in the beautiful Twin Cities, and look forward to the game tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. Minnesota won a big road game Saturday at Illinois, and obviously you guys know how the Hawks have been playing, maybe their best basketball of the year.
Yeah, Gary, we talked yesterday between the two of us, and this really is, I mean, every game in the Big Ten is a big game, but this is really big for both teams.
Yeah, it is, for a lot of reasons. Mark, I think the Hawkeyes now, particularly the freshmen, have settled into a routine where they understand the effort it takes defensively. You know, they held a pretty good scoring Nebraska team to 71 the other day, and or 70, whatever it was, and that's after giving up 93 out in Lincoln a few weeks back. So you can see the improvement there. They're really blending in nicely. You know, the Peter Jok injury might be a blessing in disguise, because the four freshmen and other underclassmen have really stepped it up. They're sharing the basketball. Maybe the most amazing stat is 47 assists on 58 made baskets in the last two or three games. It's just off the charts. They're now second in the Big Ten in assist to turnover ratio. They're still the third highest scoring offense in the Big Ten. You think about that with all the powerful offenses around the conference, and yet they're getting better defensively. They're not certainly where they want to be defensively, but that's where I've seen the most improvement. They're still a little weak on the backboards, particularly giving up offensive boards. But when you look at on balance, they're doing a lot more good things than negative things. And so I think, you know, if I'm Fran McCaffrey, I'm really delighted at the progress he's seen since the Big Ten started. And you know what? It starts with Jordan Bohannon. I mean, he has really settled down that offense at the point. A lot of people felt he wasn't a true point guard when he came to town, but he's proving everybody wrong. He can play the point guard.
See what you think, Gary, but I thought against Nebraska, Peter Jok was as unselfish as I've seen him in a long time. Not that he's a selfish player, but he's got the green light. It was as if he sat on the bench a couple games and watched this team play very, very well together. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. He had a team high. Actually, he and Brady Ellingson had a team high 5 assists. And, you know, Peter, you know, he gets sold short on his defense. He's a much better defensive player than people realize. You know, they look at him as a great scorer, which he is. But he had 12 points the other day, and 8 of them were from the free throw line. You know, he's a 90% free thrower, one of the best in the country at that. So he is a multi-faceted player. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, he wasn't always that way, but he gets it. And, you know, at 6'6 and that big wingspan, he can guard other opposing team's best offensive threat, and he's done it more often than not. No, he really has turned into a complete player. And don't get me wrong, Iowa's delighted he's back. I think the guys were looking over their shoulders initially, though, when he got hurt or when the back forced him out of the last couple games. And now, who is going to be the leader? Well, Bohannon has stepped up. Ahmad Wagner has been big in a couple starts. Nicholas Bear has been terrific, but then he always seems to be terrific. But Pemsel, Tyler Cook, you know, he missed 7 games. That really hurt his development. But he and Pemsel are starting to be more so on the same page every night out. So just look at the box score the last 2 or 3 games. 10 guys have scored in every game. So I think Fran's kind of doing a double take. He's probably saying, hey, you know, I knew we had depth, but I didn't know we would get this kind of production from this deep into the bench. And you know, good for the coaching staff, good for the players.
Hey, Gary, I think you mentioned Jordan Bohannon, and I think I spent a lot of the summer convincing people that asked me after watching him for 4 years, he's going to be great. Well, maybe I shouldn't throw great out. That's tough on the kid, but he was going to be a very good Big Ten player. I don't think there was any doubt about that. He's starting to come into his own a little bit. The assist ratio has been terrific. He's starting to shoot the ball very well. Freshman of the week this week in the Big Ten, and I think people are seeing what a lot of the Hawkeye coaches saw in his 4 years at Linmar.
No question. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of Jason Bohannon, only a different player. He handles the ball a lot more than Jason did at Wisconsin, but similar type shooter, just a dead-eye shooter. and wonderful without the basketball, really moves well. He's a good passer. He's a really good assist man. And the proof's in the pudding, to your point, Scotty, he was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week this week for a lot of reasons, most notably his scoring. I mean, he had a game-high 17 against Rutgers. He had 15 on Sunday. He's hitting a long shot, the three-point goal, and yet he's swinging the ball side to side. That was missing from Iowa's offense prior to Peter Jack's absence, was that they were doing a little bit too much one-on-one, too much dribbling, and McCaffrey told him, look, we got to move the ball side to side. It's got to go inside and then out, and you're going to get open shots. You're going to get open looks. A lot of teams don't want to play 30 seconds of defense. And as usual, Fran McCaffrey was right on. And in Sunday's game, he had, his assist-to-turnover ratio probably has been most remarkable. He had two turnovers Sunday, but he played 33 minutes, and he nullified the two turns with two assists. He had a steal. I mean, he's just doing all the things that you need to do. And then to think that he's a true freshman, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised. You mentioned watching him all through high school. We knew he was a scorer, and he's such a good team player now. But when you look at all the Bohannon boys, whether it's Matt or Zach or Jason or present day, they're all just good, solid, fundamental basketball players. That's a credit to their high school coaching, and it's certainly a credit to mom and dad who raised them the right way.
Gary, I think McCaffrey's had to show some measure of patience this year, maybe not in Fran's wheelhouse, but so you and Bobby and Kevin are right there on the floor. Is it any less salty this year?
It is. I think it's a lot less volatile. When you watch Fran, as an example, Sunday, it didn't get off to the best start. In fact, for quite a few games, and many of them Iowa won, they were down 9, I think, at Purdue. I think of Rutgers in Iowa City. And you saw the turnaround, the reversal of fortunes there out in Piscataway a week ago. They were down 9 points, double digits in a couple games, and they didn't panic. And I think a lot of it had to do with Fran not panicking. He gets up, he'll jump off the bench like he wants to fire off a verbal salvo, and then he catches himself and he turns and looks at the bench and says something to Kirk Sparrow. And we're seeing a side of him that we're not used to seeing, but I think it's a maturing Fran McCaffrey. I mean, the guy's in his 50s. It's not like he needs to mature. But from a coaching perspective, I think he understands that he's got one of his top 10 players. I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I think I'm close. We all know about the freshmen, but I think 8 or 9 of the top 11 are freshmen and or sophomores or redshirt sophomores. So I think he understands that patience indeed is a virtue. And, we watch him in practice, and these guys, with every game that passes, it was a struggle, I don't mind telling you, early in the year with some of the freshmen understanding that thick playbook at the beginning of the year. And most coaches have a thick playbook. They only use 20% of it, but they use the 20% that's working. And it was really a struggle for some of the guys. I won't mention names. But now they're starting to get it. They're more lights, more flipping with the switch every night in practice. And you can see it bleeding over to games. And I think Fran is appreciative of that. I think he knows he needs to be a little bit more patient with this group than, say, last year when he was senior dominated.
Gary Dolphin joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:47 on KGYM. And Gary, you've been following Big Ten basketball and calling it for a long, long time. Have you ever seen anything as crazy as this season with just the parity? Although, with that being said, it looks like about three teams are starting to put maybe a little bit of distance between themselves and the rest of the pack. But 4 through 10 right now, that's just a jumbled mess.
Yeah, this is my 20th year in this go-around of Iowa basketball. I've been watching Iowa basketball since the 60s, but I got to tell you, I've not seen the parity top to bottom, Scott, like I have this year. I mean, I think we got into maybe the second week of the season, and we only had one undefeated team or two undefeated teams, and of course that went by the board quickly. Now Wisconsin is still sitting there with one loss, but you have Maryland and Purdue and Northwestern, certainly I don't know if they're the surprise of the league this year, but maybe the most pleasant surprise of the league. Chris Collins has done a great job. I think I get asked a lot, do you think Northwestern's a tournament team? Absolutely, I do. He's had those guys together for 3 years. They bought into a system. Chris Collins is a terrific young coach. But you're right. I think I still think it's Wisconsin and or Purdue's championship to lose. Purdue owns a victory over the Badgers, so that could be big if a tiebreaker does come up. And Purdue winning at Maryland was huge over the weekend. But Maryland's in there with 20 wins. They're a solid team. You know Michigan State has talent. Hawkeyes will find that out on Saturday when they go up there and try and pull the upset in the Breslin Center. But here's Iowa sitting there in sixth place in the conference and probably thinking, hey, we got a shot here. We've got three home games and four on the road. We got a shot to get to 9 or 10 wins in the conference. And, you know, should they be fortunate enough to get to 10 and 8, that's going to be an upper division finish. And to think that this team with all those freshmen and youngsters could get that done in this year really bodes well for the future. But a lot of it has to do, to your point, it is such a balanced league. I mean, look at Penn State. They're playing as many freshmen as Iowa. And they've been very, very close. They just haven't been able to make plays like the Hawkeyes have in clutch moments. But, yeah, it's going to be quite the run to the finish line, no doubt.
We all got past National Letter of Intent signing day, Gary. You had a show, we had a show here, and a lot of interesting aspects. No team ever gets everybody they want, and I think that's the case with Iowa as well. But just curious your take on this class.
Well, I think it's I don't want to say a typical Iowa recruiting class, Mark, but obviously Epinesa changes all of that when you get a five-star. And I'm here to tell you, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the stars, but since that's how they rate him, to get an A.J. Epinesa is huge for the program in terms of visibility and exposure and all that. But I was really happy to see him close the class up by getting a couple of quality receivers in the end. A kid from New Jersey, I know as a kid that they really coveted, Marcet. But, they, you know, Kirk, he and his staff always address needs. And typically they're going to get a highly rated three-star that Chris Doyle can get his hands on him early and strengthen them as a class, as an individual, teach him the Iowa culture. And then in spring ball or this fall or this summer when they get here, you know, start to work on the body and start to work on the playbook. And so I think it's a solid class of 22. Certainly Brian Ferentz would have had a lot to say on the offensive side of the football over the last few weeks since he's been named offensive coordinator. And I was really happy to see Kenny O'Keefe come back into the fold as quarterback's coach because he did a great job. I think he got undersold about what a good developer of quarterbacks he is. You know, see Brad Banks, Nathan Chandler, Drew Tate, Ricky Stanzi, on and on. The guy was a solid developer of quarterbacks as well as wildly successful, or much more successful than non-successful during his tenure as offensive coordinator. But that said, I think there's you'll still see a marked change in the Iowa program going forward. But I like the class, so they got a couple of really solid running backs. I know they love the kid from Florida who committed rather late. And they addressed wide receiver, and they understand that has to change. What we've been watching the last couple of years is not going to get it done in the Big Ten. I think Brian Ferentz is ready, and you know, only time will tell, but I think he'll be much more open to throwing the ball. But yet, you heard him say in his press conference, he's all about balance. But when here's the bottom line. When you can have 2 1,000-yard rushers and lack a consistent passing game, then that's a guy that's an offensive coordinator waiting.
Yeah, no doubt. And, hey, before we let you go, yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts about Ken O'Keefe coming back, being the first ever quarterback's coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And Kirk's kind of keeping to his, as Todd put it, circle of trust a little bit. But I think a good hire, though.
It's go ahead.
No, I said I think it's a good hire, though.
Yeah, as I told him Sunday, we had him on the pregame show. I said everything old is new again, and that's who Ken O'Keefe is. You know, you don't have to bring him up to speed. He knows the Iowa culture. He's got his claws and a great recruiting base out in New Jersey, New York, and New England. And I'll promise you that had some to do with the hire, because they want to make sure that they stay solid out there. And yet he's a developer of quarterbacks. When he was offensive coordinator, he worked specifically with the quarterbacks, and so whether he had the title or not is immaterial. But now that he can focus on just the quarterback, I asked him about Nathan Stanley, who's the heir apparent, at least right now, and he just laughed. He said, are you kidding me? He said, I've seen all 12 plays of Nathan Stanley's career. That was his answer. And he understands that, he gets it. But he's also going to look at Drew Cook, and he's going to take a look at Tyler Wagers. And, don't be surprised by anything Kenny does. But right now, Nathan Stanley is the kid that they're going to put the ball in his hands. But, I really like the hire. You know, it's hard to find a veteran coach with that kind of skill set who has already been here for double-digit years. He's not here to tutor Brian or tell him, okay, this is how you be an offensive coordinator. He made that abundantly clear in his press conference and in our chat on Sunday. He is here as a quarterback's coach, and he's gonna be there if Brian needs him. But it's Brian's show. But he's a soft-spoken guy. You'll rarely see him around. He'll be burrowed in that office, getting ready for Iowa football while starting now.
Hey, Garrett, say hi to our friend Mike Grimm, the other Mike, tomorrow, and you guys have a great call.
I'm going to see Mike tonight. I talked to him today. You know, the great Ray Christensen passed away.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago. I'm sure you guys know that, but I did not know Ray. Mike was telling me Ray is a native of Elkhorn, Iowa. I did not know that, but then again, all great announcers come from Iowa, don't they?
Absolutely.
Suburb of Kimbleton.
Yeah. I'll tell him hi, boys.
All right.
We'll see him at one of the favorite watering holes downtown. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Manny's. Maybe Manny's tonight. Feels like a Manny's night.
Oh, there you go. I thought Dukes would be on top of that one. His expense account would never allow
him. Probably not, Gary.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Right.
You too. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Gary Dolphin joining us at 3:55 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win a $50 gift card from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. We've got them all week right here on the Gym Class. We're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up a $50 Hertine and Stocker Jewelers gift card just in time for Valentine's Day. Good luck out there. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Don't miss the action of your Cedar Rapids Rough Riders.
Tomorrow, the Des Moines Buccaneers invade the stable for America Reads Night. Come cheer the Riders on to victory. Plus, donate a new or gently used children's book and get $2 off your ticket. All books will be donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cedar Rapids and HACAP. Happy hour begins at 5:30. Puck drops at 7:05.
All the party!
Details on the hottest game at the coolest place. Visit RiderTownUSA.com. Get your tickets today.
Be there.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Shop the Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event for Home Depot exclusives, like the Kohler Rubicon Centerset Faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. It's brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style, complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Valid through March 9th.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Kelly from North Liberty is the winner of our today's Hertina Stocker gift card. Thank you very much for listening into the program. Tomorrow, Mark Ironside will be joining us, and we're going to try to get a hold of Mike Grimm if he gets out of Manny's tonight with the Dolphin. Iowa State tonight, can they do it on the road?
I think they can.
I think they can, too.
Good high school and college basketball tonight on KGYM.
All right. We'll talk to you tonight out of Jefferson.
Napa Know How.
If
You've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open. Your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, NAPA has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from NAPA. Now $10 off a